This is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. This is a very special time of year for me. I just released my 12th album, which commemorates my 20th year of music ministry. It was 20 years ago this year that my landlord heard me singing Christmas carols on a recording I had made for a friend. He was so moved by the sound of my voice that he said, "I don't know what you're doing with your life, but that's what you're supposed to be doing." He gave me my rent money back that day and told me to finish a full-length album, and so I did. I gave that little CD away to anyone who would listen and began to receive invitations to sing and speak in churches, ladies' groups, and coffee houses. Being able to create and record music was a dream come true for me and an answer to prayer. Whenever I performed, I also told the story of how God had seen me right where I was as a single mother of four, and He knew my heart and my desires. It was the Lord who made a way for me to use my gifts for His glory, and within a few years, my music had been heard all over the world, and I was performing and speaking in churches, coffee houses, teen challenge centers, and prisons, both in the United States, the UK, and Ireland. Over the next 20 years, I went on to record 12 albums, and music and speaking ministry became my full-time occupation. What an amazing journey of faith it has been. Not being known as a famous musician, but making Christ known in all I say and do. I've seen the Lord transform so many lives over the years, bringing healing, salvation, and freedom through His Word and through His Spirit. So it's with great joy and celebration that I've recorded this new Christmas EP entitled Behold, Carols of Worship. And I look forward to what the Lord has for me next on this amazing journey of life with Him. So I wonder where you are in your faith journey today. Some of you may be reflecting on God's goodness to you over the years. And for others, perhaps this faith thing has seemed like more struggle than victory. To me, the most encouraging scripture in the Bible is Psalm 138:8, which says, "The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me." I also love Philippians 1:6, which says, "He who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." Those scriptures remind me that God already knows me. He knows my weaknesses. He knows how He has made me. If we're earnestly seeking to please Him, we can trust that the Lord will lead us, guide us, protect us, deliver us from evil, and help us become who He's made us to be. I was thinking about Moses the other day. When Moses was tending flocks out in the wilderness after he left Egypt, he thought he had arrived. I don't think he had any plans of returning to save his people when he first heard God speak to him from the burning bush. But God knew exactly where he had been, including all his failures. He knew exactly where he was, and he knew where he was leading him. God chose Moses for a purpose, and it was God who would fulfill that purpose if Moses was willing to obey. Genesis 3, verses 11 and 12 tell us that when Moses doubted himself and said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" God said, "I will be with you." In the end, the Lord enabled Moses and his brother Aaron to speak to Pharaoh and lead the Hebrew people out of their bondage in Egypt to the freedom the Lord had prepared for them. I tend to be so hard on myself, thinking, if only I had tried harder, if only I had been more faithful, if only I had been more obedient, the Lord could have used me more. And though I'm responsible to try to love the Lord with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, there's no way I can fulfill God's plan for my life in my own strength. Everything God has called me to do and finish, He will equip me to do by His Spirit. Like Moses, all I need to know on my journey is that God will be with me. And whatever He's called you to be and prepared you to do, that's all you need to know as well. God will be with you. As you keep your eyes on Him, He'll lead you where He wants you to go and equip you for whatever ministry He has for you, whether that be a full-time vocation like me, or perhaps simply being the hands and feet of Jesus wherever you are in your home, your workplace, your church, and your community. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us trust Him, to fulfill His purposes for us in His way and His time. Father, I thank You that You know us better than we know ourselves. You know exactly how You made us and what You want to do through us. We yield our lives to You completely, Lord, saying, "Here I am. Use me in whatever way You choose." Help us to trust You and obey You as You lead, knowing that You'll be with us and You will finish the work You began in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take this next week to listen carefully to the Lord's leading and obey whatever He tells us to do without fear, knowing that He will be with us. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.